Welcome. You're listening to Talk About Healthy Living. I am so pleased to have you join me today. Sharon was ashamed how she looked. She couldn't fit into her clothes. She'd gained 30 pounds since her divorce and was constantly feeling tired and lonely. The loneliness was becoming unbearable. Her two kids were on their own, and at 56, she was ready to meet someone special. She thought losing weight might help, but she had a lot of fear and self-destructive patterns. So I worked with Sharon to set her expectations in the right places and then established a protocol for her to enjoy a whole new approach to losing weight. It worked. I'm your host, Peggy Silfan, a personal development coach trained in Eastern and Western traditions, so what I share with you is a blend of ancient wisdom and modern science and technology. So as I worked with Sharon, I found that she was pre-diabetic, her blood pressure was elevated, and she battled headaches. Her fears about life and moving forward were paralyzing her. From my perspective, her issue wasn't just about losing weight. It was about her health, her vitality, her mindset. Losing weight could ultimately become a byproduct of creating a healthier lifestyle. But the bigger purpose was to help her feel better, look better, and have more confidence, as well as relieve her physical symptoms. By changing her poor lifestyle habits and eliminating fears, she'd ultimately feel so good that she'd become more attractive to a guy and potentially meet Mr. Right. But we started with her desired intention to lose weight. So in next week's episode, I'll share how I helped her get unstuck from fear. But before I could tap into that area, I had to help her be successful in losing weight and build her trust for my processes so that she'd use them. For weight loss coaching, I helped her focus on two areas. The first, on improving her diet and finding new healthy foods that she'd like and enjoy so she'd never feel deprived. The second was developing an exercise plan customized around her lifestyle needs so it would ensure that she'd stay on track and meet her weight loss goals. So we set her up for a realistic and attainable effort that she would lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Basically, that amounted to burning 500 to 1,000 calories more than she consumed each day. And to do that, it was about embracing a more effective diet along with regular physical activity. Ironically, when I started working with her, I'd just gotten a new certification by Temple University as a lifestyle coach in order to offer a CDC, Center for Disease Control, approved program to prevent type 2 diabetes. Well, the program fit right in with weight loss approaches. It uses an extremely powerful app from MyLifeWell, which makes everything you need very accessible right on your phone. So one of the biggest challenges for Sharon was paying attention to what she was eating and how much it was affecting her health and her weight. I included the MyLifeWell app in my coaching program. By inputting the foods she was choosing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, she could easily see in the app how much she was meeting her need for proteins, carbs, fats. Plus, it could show her with each food just how many calories it had and how much and what kind of exercise she could do to burn those calories. We set her goal on the app to lose 8 pounds in 1 month, a reachable and very accessible goal. And based on her current weight and height, the app automatically calculates how many calories to consume a day, along with recommendations for proteins, carbs, and fats. Plus, the app has thousands of workouts she could choose to be more active and burn more calories. She could even be allotted more calories on her daily plan based on how much she exercised. And so the app automatically calculated all of that. Since she works at a dental office 9 to 5 and sits a lot, she wanted quick, easy workouts she could do at home in the evenings and weekends. So she chose a few of the full body 20-minute workouts and planned them on the MyLifeWell calendar in order to give herself some variety. Plus, the app would give her reminders. From my experience, as well as scientific data, I know that working out during the morning helps boost metabolism for the entire day. That way, your body becomes a fat-burning machine. So I urged her to try getting up a half hour earlier every day and start with a morning workout. Well, at first she resisted, but then she tried it, and she found it was really uplifting and started her day feeling more empowered, feeling great that she'd taken the time and done something so proactive for herself. We also discovered that a lot of her eating habits were out of emotional stress, from feeling lonely, feeling bored. So she'd stuff down and numb her feelings with food. So by keeping track of what she was eating and when, she could begin to get a reality check on her hunger and become sensitized about the foods she was eating. I helped her understand better choices, the kind of eat this, not that philosophy. So she began choosing healthier, more nutrient foods that she liked. She added more veggies and fruits. I encouraged her to eat more real food, avoiding packaged or processed foods that have a lot of chemicals, which are addictive and harmful. I had her swap out refined carbs for more whole grains. We talked about decoding food labels. Some foods advertised as natural and nutritious are deceptive, and they have ingredients you can't pronounce that are not good for you. So if you see an ingredient that your grandmother would not recognize, don't get it, right? That's a good rule of thumb. So whatever you're eating should be the main ingredient, or at least very high on the ingredient list. For instance, if you pick a bottled barbecue sauce, choose one that lists tomato puree and vinegar first. Avoid any that include high fructose corn syrup. Be mindful of sugar content, especially added sugars, which sometimes go by lots of different names. For snacks, instead of a donut or bagel mid-morning, Sharon opted for sliced apple with almond butter, which tasted really sweet and filling. Or she'd have hummus with seed crackers, which were nice and crunchy. Healthier snacks tamed her cravings and gave her more sustainable energy. For portion control, I gave Sharon my handy food guy. You use your own hand to measure amounts, like the amount of protein should fit in the palm of your hand. You should have 2 fistfuls of veggies, lots of veggies. Carbs should fit in just your cupped hand, and healthy fats should amount to the size of your thumb. So healthy fats include nuts, olive oils, coconut oils, and so forth. So I'm not saying that Sharon's personal approach will work exactly for you, but here are a few basic tips that could help. 1, start keeping a food diary and be honest with yourself. Get mindful about what you're eating. 2, set a realistic goal for weight loss. 3, make sure you get quality sleep, otherwise you'll be grabbing unhealthy carbs that put on the pounds. 4, cut back on processed foods and sugars. 5, eat more plant-based foods. 6, reduce dairy and stick with limited amounts of lean meat, poultry, or opt for wild-caught fish. 7, try exercising, try 10-minute bursts. You might listen to my exercise episode on HIIT and Tabata training. 8, I live in a Blue Zones community in which one of the 9 rules for living longer and healthier is to eat to 80% of fullness. So the brain doesn't realize you're full for about 20 minutes, which means most people overeat because they don't get the signal right away, and then they feel stuffed and bloated and they've taken in too many calories. Well, 4 months after starting with me, I'm happy to report Sharon has lost 35 pounds, even more than she expected. And she's really keeping it off because she feels so good. Also, in the last 2 months, we've worked on resolving her fears. And so next week's episode, I'll share more about how she got unstuck from the self-sabotaging thoughts and beliefs. I hope you benefited from your time with me today. I'm sending you love and light, and I invite you to join me again next week for another episode of Talk About Healthy Living.